You're listening to Expectations with your host, Sophia Reverso.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Expectations Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Reverso. For those of you who didn't hear the news or maybe haven't seen it on my YouTube, I'm engaged! It feels so good and I'm so excited to start the wedding planning and everything. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about just that. Being engaged, the pressure of getting married, that you have to do it under like a certain amount of time, basically the whole stigma behind it and how society puts so much pressure on us. And how, like, we just gotta chill out and, like, be ourselves, you know, and do things when we're ready. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Growing up and becoming an adult is honestly so stressful. You start to get so many responsibilities that, honestly, I didn't expect to have. And I guess, like, some responsibilities we did expect to have, but it just gets thrown at you and it's a lot to, you know, think about. And then when you're in a relationship and your goal is to get married, get engaged, like have kids, have a family, all that stuff, like buy a house. Nowadays, buying a house, I don't know how anyone's doing it. Like it's tough out there. But so it's like, it's so hard to meet society's standards because it's like, we just flat out cannot afford those things. Like back when my grandparents were getting married, they did it at such a young age. And even my parents, like they were super young. But nowadays, it's not like that. A lot of people are waiting until they're in their 30s. And I think like a big reason for that is, one, I'm sure like it's really hard to like find your person out there. You know, like dating nowadays, I would say is not how it used to be. People are a lot more scared to approach people because, you know, you don't want to say the wrong thing or offend them in any way. And so I feel like the whole dating aspect is so different than it used to be. And then also, like, financially, no one can afford doing the stuff at such a young age like it used to be. So everyone is, like, doing these things as they're, you know, approaching their 30s or in their 30s. And I think like it's totally fine. You have to do these things when you're ready. And I mean, the fact of the matter is you're never truthfully going to be ready for something. So if you want to do it, just do it. Like they always say, oh, you're never going to be ready to have kids. So if you want to have kids, just do it. Now, however, it is a big expense. So of course you have to be like ready for that expense. But at the same time, if you, let's say, don't have necessarily, like, you're never gonna have, how am I trying to say this? You're never gonna be financially ready because things continue to get expensive. They continue to raise prices. The cost of living is going up more. So it's like, you can't do something because it's like society's telling you to, but you also can't not do something because it's like, you don't necessarily have the money or this or that. And I'm not saying like, go have like 100 kids. Like, obviously you still want to be in a like good financial situation and a good like mental health situation and physical health situation. Like you still want to like take care of yourself and be able to take care of your family and stuff like that. But it's like, you don't have to have like, oh, I have to be here to have kids. Like, you might not ever get there, or it might take you a lot longer to get there. But it's like, also, if you don't want to rush into like, let's say, getting married or getting pregnant or buying a house because you want to make sure you're in a better situation before doing that, that's fine too. Like, I feel like society puts this whole thing like, you have to be 30 to have everything together. Like, by 30, you have to, you know, be married, have a house, and start like having kids already. And the whole thing is like, when I was in high school, so like, I've been dreaming about my wedding since like the day I could remember. Like, since elementary school, it's crazy. I'm one of those girls that, like, you know, I would always watch Disney movies and the prince and the princess. And I would always just want to find my Prince Charming and, or in this case, Prince Eric, because that's like my favorite. My favorite's Ariel. So I always wanted to find my Prince Eric, you know? And it's like, I dreamt of the wedding thing. I dreamt of the baby thing. I still dream of those things, you know? But I feel like, especially because my parents got married so young, and then my older sister, she got engaged so young and married so young too, I put it in my head that I have to be married at 25, and I have to have like my first kid by 27, and like have my life together by 30. But it's like some of these things, actually most of these things, you can't even control yourself. Like you can't control if you get your dream job in your career. You can't control if you get pregnant. Like you actually can't control getting pregnant, because at the end of the day, that's going to happen when the time is right. And I'm a big believer of like, it'll happen when like it's meant to happen. Like I believe everything happens for a reason, and it's going to happen when the timing is meant for you. And so it's like, why stress and like put this pressure on you to be like, oh my God, I have to have my life together by 30. You can't even control these things. So stressing about it is just wasting your time. And I say it in every episode, but life is too short to waste your precious time on stressing. Like we all need to like learn how to live in the moment and just enjoy what we have now. Because one day we're going to look back and laugh about the fact that like I was stressing because I'm not married at 25. By the way, I'm turning 27 this year and I just got engaged. So automatically in my head, I'm already like behind where I wanted to be, because I wanted to be 25 getting married. But I got engaged at 26. So, you know, some things in life you just can't control. And the fact of the matter is, I would still like to have my first kid before 30. But the thing is, it's like, I don't want that because society is telling me that. I want that because I want to be a young parent. So like, I have my own reasons behind that. But at the end of the day, I'm starting to realize that I can't stress about that, because at the end of the day, when I'm meant to get pregnant, I'll get pregnant. When I'm meant to have kids, I'll have kids. I can't put pressure on myself to be like, oh my God, I have to have them before 30, because that won't necessarily happen. So I have to just ride the ride of life and enjoy what life has to offer me and what life is throwing at me in the moment, because it's like I can't control most of these things. So now I'm engaged, and you know, now we're gonna start planning the wedding, and you know, when the time is right, we will get a house and we will have kids and you know, reach those goals that we set for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to alter your goals for someone else, or you know, like you still want to, you don't want anyone to hold you back from reaching your goals. But at the end of the day, it's not the right thing to give someone an ultimatum, because let me tell you something. You get this pressure that you want something before you're 30. And the reason I'm doing this episode on this is because I was feeling this pressure like a few years back. I would say even like last year, I was feeling the pressure like, oh my God, I wanted to be married at 25. I'm not even engaged. And I want kids before 30 and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, it's a hamster wheel of like negative thoughts. And then I'm like so in my head. And then I get so upset about the fact that it's not happening. But it's like, you can't control it anyways. And the thing is, if you give your partner an ultimatum, and they don't want to lose you, so they do it for that reason, it's not going to be a fun ride. It's not going to be a good life experience. It's not going to be a good marriage, because it's like now it's this whole thing that they didn't want to do it when they did it, but they didn't want to lose you, so they did it so that they didn't lose you. But now it's like they didn't do it how they wanted to do it or when they wanted to do it. And so it starts off the marriage with like this pressure that is like, honestly, it could have been avoided if you just communicate with your partner and do things when you guys are ready. Because at the end of the day, just because one person in the relationship is ready, if the other person's not ready and you love that person, then you're going to want to do what you can to work with that person, because at the end of the day, I believe that relationships are 50-50. So even friendships, like everything in life is 50-50. So it's like, if I'm putting in the effort towards you, I would like that person to also put the effort towards me. And it should be like an equal thing, because we both love each other and we both care for each other. And so it's like, if you give them an ultimatum, they're now have this pressure that it's like, you don't need. Just work on each other, work on your relationship, and do things when you guys are ready, whether it be emotional, physical, financial, whatever is going on in your life. Because the fact of the matter is, we are all different and we all have different goals. I have a friend, and like, her parents are not even married. They've been common law for as long as she can remember, and they are madly in love. So it's like, at the end of the day, not everyone wants to get married. We all have different goals. Now, if you want to get married like me, then get married. Like, you do you, you know? So it's like, we all have different goals. And just because society's like, oh, you have to be married, you have to do this, you have to do that. No, you don't. You literally do not have to. Like, you can be, love is about love. It's not about like getting engaged, getting married. Obviously, that's what I want, and that's what my fiance wanted, but it doesn't mean that's what everyone wants. Obviously, my friend's parents, they don't want that. They never wanted to get married. They are happily in love and living together. And I mean, they're basically like husband and wife anyways. So at the end of the day, if your love and your bond is strong enough, you're going to work towards that to make sure the relationship is successful. Because after the wedding comes the marriage, and the marriage is the most important part. So it's like, you want to make sure your marriage is good. And of course, like, a wedding is nice to celebrate with your loved ones and have a good time, but it's like, you still want to make sure the marriage is at a good point. So yeah, you have to focus on your relationship. You can't give ultimatums, because at the end of the day, like, my fiance did it when he was ready. And even though I was feeling that pressure, we have really good communication. So it's like, we would talk a lot. And so we would work towards our goals together, because the whole point of a relationship is to do it together. And so it's like, he did it when he was ready. He did it the way he wanted to do it. And let me tell you, like, we're having a really amazing time, like, looking forward to the wedding, because we are both there and we got there together. It's going to be more of an enjoyable ride if you both are on the same page and getting there together. So don't fall into society's expectations, because the fact of the matter is, what works for you might not work for me. What works for this guy might not work for the next guy. So, like, you have to just focus on you. We all have different careers. We all have different goals. We all are in different situations in life. So it's like, just focus on you. Focus on your relationship. Focus on yourself. And positivity will come your way. And you will reach your goals. And everything will happen for you. It might not be when you thought that it was going to happen, but it's going to happen when the timing is right. And I know for a fact, if it did happen to me 2 years ago, even though I thought I was ready and I really wanted it, I probably wasn't. And I feel like now was the perfect timing. So I'm so grateful that everything played out the way it did. And so I just hope that I can help you guys realize that too, if you are struggling with the same situation that I was, where it's like, oh my God, I have to be under 30 because society is putting that pressure on you. You don't have to be under 30. Everything is going to happen when it's meant to happen. So just enjoy the ride. One thing I want to talk about and reference to is an episode in Friends. I'm a huge Friends fan. And I'm sure there's other episodes in other sitcoms or shows that cover topics like this. But one episode I want to refer to from Friends is when Rachel's turning 30. So the whole thing is, she's turning 30 and she's dating, I think his name is Tag. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So she's dating Tag at the time. And oh my God. If that's not his name, like, I'm so sorry, but I'm pretty sure that's his name. But anyways, he's dating her at the time, and he's like a grown kid. Like, he's just goofing off, and, you know, I'm one for that. Like, age is just a number. You gotta stay young, you know? But the whole thing is that she had this pressure in her head that she's turning 30, and then she's feeling like, oh my God, she needs to have her life together. And she is like thinking like that she doesn't have kids yet, and she's already 30, and that she wants to have her life together at 30. And she's like, she's basically going through, you know, the hamster wheel that I talked about. And then she says something like along the lines, now correct me if I'm wrong, I usually know the Friends episodes by heart, but I'm blanking on this one on exactly what she says. But she basically says something along the lines like, she's planning out her life and everything, and she's like, so then if I want to get pregnant, I have to be 30. No, she says, yeah, something like that. And then Ross takes the candles off and goes, well, that's okay, because you just turned 28. And it's like, it's so funny, because it's like, that is how I feel like, maybe not all of us, but a good chunk of us feel. And even if we don't feel it about turning 30, we might feel it about something else in our life. So I feel like they, like, society puts this whole thing that like 30 is so old, blah blah blah, you don't want to turn 30. But like, hello, let's not forget the movie 13 going on 30, flirty and thriving, hello. Like, that movie makes 30 looking so good, you know. So it's like, 30's still super freaking young. Like, I'm gonna be 27. I'm really close to 30, but I don't feel it. I don't. I still feel like I'm like 23. And it's like, if you look at like the grand like picture of life, like 30 is so young, but society puts this whole thing that like 30 is so old, and if you don't have your life together by 30, you're failing in life. And so basically Rachel was feeling that pressure. And the fact of the matter is, then Ross takes the candles away, and she's like, no, Ross, like, I'm not, like, I'm 30, and this is, like, basically saying, like, this is the reality. But obviously she came to terms with it. And what I like about the show Friends is that we all look up to that show so much, and when they all find their person and they kind of more or less have their life together, they're in their 30s. So it's like, hello, we don't have to be 30 or have everything figured out before 30. And I just love that the show showed that, because like literally in season one, they're like in their late 20s. Like, they're around my age, which like, I feel like I don't look my age. But anyways, it's like they are in their late 20s in like season one. So like by the time things really start to happen, like relationship and goal wise in that show and career wise, they're all like in their early to mid 30s. So it just goes to show, like, obviously Rachel was feeling the pressure just like I was, just like I'm sure a lot of people were. But then life goes on, time keeps going. So it's like you're not getting any younger, you're going to keep getting older, but you can't let that stress you out, because it's going to happen. It is what it is. So she obviously went forward with her life. And then, I mean, spoiler alert, but if you haven't seen Friends by now, come on, like, are you living under a rock? But she obviously ends up with Ross in the end. So it's like, obviously they could have avoided the whole breakup, get back together, breakup, get back together, and they could have had it at a younger age. But the whole thing is that it has to happen when the time is right. And everything happens for a reason. And so everything that happened got them to that point in the end. And they weren't 30. They weren't in their late 20s. They were in their 30s. And it is what it is. At the end of the day, you love someone. It doesn't matter when it happens, because love is a beautiful thing anyways. And having a family is a beautiful thing. And anyways, I like that episode in Friends, because she was feeling exactly how a lot of us feel. And so it was just nice to see on the screen. In this part of the episode, to wrap up the episode, I would like to talk about my quote of the episode. Now, I actually have three quotes that relate to this topic that I want to share with you guys. So the first quote that I'd like to share is, never rush in love, for it never runs out. Let love be the one to knock on your door, so that by the time you start to feel, you'll know it's real. And it says unknown, so I don't know who quoted that quote, but it's true, because it's like, you have to just enjoy your life and Everything happens for a reason when the time is right. So love will knock on your door when it's meant to be. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It's going to be beautiful and enjoyable no matter what, as long as you trust in the process and follow your heart. So the next one that I want to talk about, this quote also doesn't have who said the quote, but I still had to share it because I think it's really nice. And it says, "The worst part of life is waiting. The best part of life is having someone worth waiting for." And I think this is beautiful because it does suck waiting for something like that, you know, you really want in life. And so, you know, it does suck waiting for, like, for instance, I'm someone who I wait until I'm ready to do something, but if I'm ready to do it, I'm gonna do it. And so when it came to getting engaged, obviously I felt like I was ready like a long time ago. And so obviously my fiance, he wanted to do it on his own time, which is totally fine. He didn't want me to know what was happening, right? Obviously, the whole fun thing about an engagement is that it's a surprise, right? But so it was worth waiting though, because, you know, now we're here and it all happened for a reason. And another thing is, like, I went so long without having a boyfriend. Like, so it's like, I thought that maybe it wasn't happening for me. And fact of the matter is, it happened when the time was right for me. And so even though waiting sucked, it was worth the wait. All right, the last quote I have also doesn't say who quoted it, so I don't know, but it's a really nice quote. It's a bit of a longer one, but I think it's the perfect one to wrap up this episode. So it is, "In the end, it's still best to wait for the one we want rather than settle for what's available. It's still best to wait for the one you love rather than settle for the one who's around. It's still best to wait for the right person because life's too short to waste on the wrong one." And I absolutely love this quote because I literally always say in every episode and in life that life is too short. And so it's true. You don't want to waste your precious moments on loving the wrong person. To me, I would rather wait for that right person and for everything to just feel right. And for it to be perfect. Now, obviously, some people get in relationships and then they end up dating someone else afterwards because they break up with that one person. And, you know, it doesn't happen on the first try for everyone. But in the moment, you love that person and you're hoping that they're the right one. You're hoping they're the one for you. And that's okay. But all I mean is, like, if you think, like, that person's the person and you're putting your all, amazing. Like, that's what it's about. But my point of this quote is, don't rush into something because, oh my God, you're 1 year away from turning 30. You need to get married. So I'm just going to do it with this person because, like, they're cool. I like them. Done. Isn't it more fun when you wait for the person you love, even if it comes after 30? To me, that's better. I remember when I was in high school, I had a teacher, and it's funny now that I'm talking about this topic, it's actually funny that that story popped into my head, but I remember this supply teacher, and she was engaged, and we were talking to her, actually, maybe she wasn't a supply teacher, I think she was our real teacher, but we were talking to her about, oh, when's the wedding, blah, 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 and she was saying she's doing a six-month engagement, and we were basically telling her how quick that is, like, it's really hard to plan a wedding in 6 months. And she said that she had only known the guy for 6 months. So basically, she dated this guy for 6 months, got engaged, and then had a 6 month engagement and got married. And the thing is, I'm a firm believer in, like, when you know, and you don't have to wait like 5 years to be with someone for it to happen. Like, if you know, and you want to get married to them, just do it. Who cares, right? But it's the one thing that stuck in my mind that she said. So it makes me question, like, were you settling because you're older, or did you actually want to marry this guy because you're in love? Because the one thing she said was, oh, when you're my age, you just do it because, you know, you're getting older. She was like saying how she wants kids and they both want the same things in life. So they're going to get married so that they can do it before their age goal. And it's like, I don't know, to me, it's like probably starting off the marriage like a bit rocky because you don't actually like love that person. They're helping you reach your goals. But to me, it's worth waiting for the person that you do love, and then you guys reach the goals together. That's it for today's episode, guys. I hope that you enjoyed, and I hope that I was able to help give some advice to you guys, and if anything, just be a friend. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you guys in my next episode. And one more look at the ring. Bye!